anybody who didn't write their hours in the thing should just write it, because it's the last week of the month. We want to make a cheshbon, so just make sure to write it in. And the sheets we're going to need next week, so you can either bring them back yourself or put them in that folder over there, and I'll bring them back myself next week. Okay, Simon Rishman Tess, Sif Aleph. One little Sif, who Maisa here is all the Yisoidis in the place game and in the Pisrei Tshuva and Mechaber Emor. All the Yisoidis of Maisir Ksofim, which are Betzim, the most Nageya Halachos, basically from the most Nageya Halachos in Hilchos Tzedakah. And so there's a lot of Pratim. We'll see how much will be Maspik, and we'll see. Maybe we'll continue. So Maisa, the Mechaber here is Lashon the Rambam. The Rambam Betzim says three different Shiurim. He says a shear of chaimesh lechatchila, that's ayin yafe. Meiser is midabeninus, and less than that is already ayin ra. And that's what the mechaber says in sif beis. The meiser is ayin ra, but mechaimesh is tztaka, that's sif beis, that even with a shlishas hashekel l'shana, you're still going to kaim some minimal level of mitzvah tztaka. That's what we spoke about the other week. That's mamish a few shkalm for an entire year, you'll be yotzi some mitzvah. So, lemeiser, the din of chaimesh, which is the mitzvah min hamuvcher, so that we already know the makar for. That's a gemara in Ksuvis that says that ve'usha eskinu ha'mevazves al yevazves yos mechaimish. Someone who wants to be mevazves is tztaka, he shouldn't give more than chaimish. That's the cap that the gemara puts on it. But l'mais it's mashman. Until that, it'll taka be a mitzvah, at least a mitzvah min hamuvcher to give that amount, and that's already l'mais the Beis Yosef finished chuvas avkas reichel and semen gimel. So he makes his diak. He says v'nirish a talmud shalanu sever kain. And until chaimish is mitzvah min hamuvcher. From the Akamar of Ayivazi is Yosef Mechaimish. Lamaisa in the Yerushalmi, the Lashon is, it doesn't say that someone who wants to give, don't give more. The Yerushalmi Taka says, Yish mitzvah min amufcher, the mitzvah min amufcher, there's a mitzvah, Hiskinu Shifreshu Chaimish, you should give Chaimish, Lechatchila. So Lamaisa, the Shaila is, what's the Shir Daraisa? What were they doing in Usha? Were they taking the Shir Daraisa and increasing it and decreasing it? The Usha Hiskinu, not the mitzvah tztaka. Mitzvah tztaka we spoke is already Chi of Daraisa, come upon Batoira, Mutsuva, and Mitzvah Tzaka, and this Lois Asay. So, what was the Shir Medaraisa? So, the Maisa, it's like this. In the Mishnah in Reish Peya, Eilu Dvarim She'elam Shir, so one of the things that She'elam Shir is Gemilas Chasadim. So, the Rishalmi says, Eilam Shir, Begufay, to do Gemilas Chasad with your guf, to help people. But Maisa, Bimamayna, Yeshir, and what's that? Be'usha Hiskinu, not to be Mvazvez Yosem Mechaimish. So, Maisa, the Bartanur brings that on the Mishnah in the beginning of Peya. So, the Maisa over there, in Farshim, the Goyin in Shnois Eliyahu, in his parish on Mishnayis, and there's a ghost from Leo Gutmacher on the Mishnayis over there. So they learn the Pshat is, and the Goyin has riots from the Yerushalmi there, Bechal, that Ba'olam, this Shir, that not to give more than a Chaimish, was Halacha Mosh Misinai, and it was Nishtakach. They forgot this Halacha, and this Kach Mashma Yerushalmi, the Goyin says. And Be'usha Eskinu just means they reenacted this Takana, but really it was B'shayrish, that was always the Shir. The Midaraisa, there was always a Hagbala and the Mitzvah Tztaka not to give more than a Chaimish. So the minimum is to give Shlishas HaShekel, and the maximum is always Chaimish. L'maisa is a Chassam Sefer, and Truvah is a Chassam Sefer, and Yerodea, Simon Eshchav Test, says Big Chiddush. And he tainas that name, that La'olam, the Mitzvah Tztaka before Usha, was to give even more. And he says that Be'etzem, a person had always would have a heter to have enough food to feed himself for a day or two, him and his family. And after that, you have to get rid of all your money, give it to tztaka. You don't find any hagbal in the Torah. And came along Usha, and they were attacking that no one's going to be able to be oimer on that, and people won't give tztaka b'chal, so they made a takana. But Maisa, the place game, that's the goin in the Mishnayis. And the Shevet Levi, in Shevet Levi, has a tshuva already saying that, you know, the Divrei HaChassam Sefer, big chiddush. Shaila is what was before Tekanas Usha, right? As many as we certainly have the Ayivaz Yos Mechemish. And the Maisa, Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva, and Igris Moshe in Chel Kav Kof Mem Gemol, and he declares it. So is it an Isser, or is it an Eitz? Maybe it's an Eitz Atoiv of Chazal. I'm telling you, what does Gemara say? It says, Ayit Shloit Tarech Labriyas. That's what Mechara brings you, the Ramah brings. We don't want you to become poor and have to go be collecting stock of yourself. So the Maisa, Rabbi Moshe declares, is this an Isser, or is this just like an Eitz Atoiv? So Emes says he has an interesting diak. He has a diak around. Rambam doesn't bring his halacha in Sha'al Yevazves. He doesn't bring in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Hilchos Tzedakah. The only place the Rambam mentions is in the end of Hilchos Erechin. Mamash, the last halacha in Hilchos Erechin. So the Rambam there says that he's going on the drasha. The Gemara says that when you're makdish to the Beis Hamikdash, it should be mikol asher loy. Mikol asher loy, below kol asher loy. The Gemara Darshan says you should give from your possessions. Don't give all your possessions to makdish. And there the Rambam says, that Ayivaz was Yosef Mechaimish. So Ramesh wants me to die that Ulai the Rambam held that Be'etzem Klape Hektish, maybe there was like an Isser to give away in a chasim, but by Tztaka, Ulai the Rambam held it wasn't an Isser. says Mikomakal Mamaisa the Ramah paskin did over here by Hilchotzdaka, and the place can bring it over here. So Tachas Mamaisa, Dr. Moshe, whether or not the Rambam Yerenish, but Ladidon is Chara Hakpad of Chazal and Isser not to give more than a Chaimish. But Afal Pikim, because the reason is Shalayz Darech Labrias, Lamaisa, we find in the place game different Stadim and Kulas, that different Oifanim, where Bechal there's no problem of being Yvazvi is more than a Chaimish. The first is that the Rambam himself brings, based on the Gemara, that Bishas Misa, right? A person Bishas Misa doesn't have to worry about being with Starech Labrias, just worry about Gehenim. So Mela, he can give as much as he wants. Lamaisa, the place can point out that if he has Yarshim, it's Einam and Aroi to take away the Ganzi Yerusha from the Yarshim. You should leave a Chela Gadol for the Yarshim, but Lamaisa can give more than a Chaimish. About what? No. So you can give them. Okay. So Lamaisa, so that's Shas Misa. The Chachma Sadam in Kufman, Klau Kufman Dalad in Chachma Sadam, that's his hill he brings there, Hilchos Tzedakah. So when I see it over there, he also tied is that an Usher Muflug, someone who has $1 billion, even if he gives more than a Chaimish, so he's not going to be Starech Labrias, right? It's all via Inyan. A normal person, he gives more than a Chaimish, he's already giving a lot of his money, he might talk to have trouble to make ends meet. But an Usher Muflug, that Chachma Sadam, this time doesn't apply, and he's talking about to give more than a Chaimish. Is that the Pashtama you're asking? I mean, the Ramah says the Tam, which is really it's from the Gemara. The Gemara says
that if I can take the whole Tzrachim, then I won't make it then. So if
you can't, you're saying Al Tzareisha. Okay, so you're right. You're making a good point here that Maisa, the Mashmos, and the Mechaber is that Stam, the Mashmos, is the Lash of the Rabbah, and the Mechaber is that Bechalal, if a person comes to you and he asks you for his needs, he's not a Averal Psachim, and you're taking care of all his needs, it's Mashmotaka to give more than Chemish. Okay, we'll see. That's really telling the Mechaber and Reish Nun Sefalaf. When we get there, we're going to get back to this Inyan about taking care of a person's specific day machzera, b'nei chanami. Fine. So lemaisin avas chesed in b'chavetz chaim and avas chesed b'beis parachov. So there he also he brings from the shita mekubetzes. On that gemara in ksuvus and daf nun, the shita mekubetzes says that lahachzik toira or amalei toira, people who are learning toira. So then there's also no hakpad to give more than a chaimish. And avas chesed there really gets into whole arichus of the musig of the contract, the yisachar zvul and agreement, where it's a chlor from Chazal that you're giving more than a chaimish. Maybe it was mechtzal mechtzal. And Lamaisa says, for Amalei Torah, that's the Shita Mekubetzes over there, that for Amalei Torah you can give more than half, because Lamaisa, you're kilu buying a schus in the Torah. So you're not just being mevazeh staka, you're actually buying a schus in the Torah, so we have no problem. Okay, hopefully, what? Oh, so we'll see. The Gedar will be Yisachar Zvulun, so we'll hopefully see separately. So he taka says there any amalei tari, and then he learns it from the aside of Yisachar Zvulun. But yeah, any amalei tari, he's taka mekel. I saw they bring b'shem the Tanya, the graz in the Sefer Tanya. So over there he also tainas that if a person is giving tzedakah for a kapara, for tshuva, he was makabon himself for kapara, for tshuva. So zok there, zoyvi, you're allowed to spend as much money as you want to go to a doctor for refuas aguf. So refuas anefesh, you could also spend more than a chaimish. Okay, chiddush, myself, but that's what he says. Okay. So yesh loden, what's going for? Meaning for building a building, probably not. But for to push it, feed amalei Torah into. Yeah. So okay, we'll have to see in terms of base knesses. But pashtus and chanam, yeah, pashtus the hachzik people. Right. For you saying to support push it people sitting and learning, yeah. Okay, you have to know the sheet over there brings episode Rai from a medrash. That from Amalei Torah it's different. Okay, we'll have to see really the Makaris for Yisachar Zvulun and why that might be different. Okay, so L'maisa, this is all Chaimish, but okay, so Tachas L'maisa, that's the mitzvah mid amufcher, and the place can already say that's only if a person's mamish totally misudar and Tachas won't have any problems, but the standard, the ayin, the mida beininis, and that's what I think the average person, you know, is mishtadal to give, so that's Maiser Ksafim. So that says the Maiser Ksafim, it's already less pashut what the Makaris are, and we find Tachas a big machloika is different shitas. What is the chaimer of this chiyuv? Where does it come from? What's the chaimer of the chiyuv? So lemaisa nakamara lame by chaimish is ready. There's already a remes for meiser because the chaimish is learned from the fact that the gemara darshan is aser and two meisers is chaimish. So that's the mitzvah minamuvcher. Mashba the lechatchilo is one meiser. So that's the shtickle makar for meiser tzafin. So the ikar makar we find is in the gemara we discussed the other week is in the gemara in Tainus and Daftes. So there the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan aser to aser b'shil shetis asher. The gemara says that you could be manasa kodesh baruch hu. So the Maisa we saw already over there, B'shaita, we saw that this Taka different day is whether the Gemara B'chal is talking about Maisa Ksafim, Maisa Tua, it wasn't clear. Different Shitas, Pashas and Machlekes. The Maisa, I'll call upon him, Taisus over there brings a drasha from a Sifri, from some Medrash, which I don't think it, by us it's not in the Sifri, by us I think it's in the Yalkut Shemaini. But the Maisa, Taisus there brings a drasha from Chazal, brought in the Medrash, that Asir to Asir, es kol tu azarecha, es kol arabos afilu ribis uprakmatio, das eist, even Maisa Ksafim. That's what Tosis brings over there. So the Maisa, the Pashas of Tosis is, mash be some kind of drasha gemura, chayr would be like a chiyav gomer, maybe a chiyav daraisa. So that's how some of the place can learn about das Tosis, and that's also mashman. Some of the Rishonim, the Mordechai in Baba Kam and Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, there's a tshuva from the Tashbits in Siman Kuf Mem Dalid. They bring these types of drushas. Each one has a different nusach in this medrash. Basically, there's a ribui from a pasuk that the Gemara seems to have, l'rabu is maisik sofim, shmashmat taka, kipshutai from the Rishonim, you would learn it's a drasha gemura. The mice of the Paiskim came afterwards, didn't understand like that, and the Mahalach was one of two. Either a lot of Paiskim learned that it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma, and the Chayr has something to do with the fact that the mice has no Gemara. Tais is quoting a Medrash, Seif Kol Seif, and the Medrash has a Drash, Maisik Sofim, so it could be, since it wasn't, the mice brought on the Gemara, so Kenzain, they were understanding of Tais, the Medrash is Taka, just a Remez Asmachta Ba'alma. So the mice, some of the Paiskim learned that the Chi of Maisik Sofim, for someone who could afford, is a Chi of Medarabanan. That's the sheet of the Mahariel already in the Chuvas Mahariel Nundalid. Mahariel there says that by Meiser Tfuah, this halacha, you have to take min hamukuf. You have to take from one place, the Meiser, where the tevel is. So Mashenke Meiser Ksafim talked that you don't have to take min hamukuf because it's only Derabanan. So before it's only Derabanan. Meis and Simon Shin Lamad Aleph, by Meiser's over there, so there the Taz and Shach also seem to learn that it's a chiv mid Derabanan Meiser Ksafim. And that's the sheet of the Neid Behuda. So that's another shita. The Maisa, it seems that the Haskamas HaPoiskim, and for sure the Poiske is Manenu, and a lot of the earlier Poiskim, is really neither of the two, but rather like the shita is HaBach. The Bach in Shin Lamed Aleph learns that Maisa Ksofim La'olam is not a Chiv D'Raisa, not a Chiv D'Rabanan, El, it's a Minuk Ba'alma. There's a Minuk Shenohagun, and there's a Remez in the Medrash. That's what Tosis is pointing to. Tosis is pointing to Remez in the Medrash. So already in the earlier Poiskim, that's the Chavis Yoyer and the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua and the Shos Yankiv, Chassam Sofer himself and Simon in Yeridea, Simon Eish Lamed Aleph, a lot of the Poiskim basically all take on like this Bach, that really lo matzino a real chi of gomer for Meiser, Ella it's a minug that has an asmacht and remez nikra. And in the Sefer Archa Sabenu, he brings like that from the Chazanish. So Meiser, even if it's going to just be a minug, in Klapi Hilchos Nedarim, a person who does a Hanaga Toiva three times, so has a Toikif of a Neder. So if a person is Noyig to give Meiser Ksofim, even just three times, the Chayit should have a Toikif of a Neder, and then Yibichayim Medaraisa, to be Kaim is Neder, giving Meiser. The Meiser they bring, Rishon Zalman already, he brings it from Salmas Chaim, but Rishon Zalman writes this in Cheshloimot, in Chelik Aleph, Tzadik Aleph, so he writes there that for Hanagos Tevos, this is Nagea to a lot of different things. For Hanagos Tevos, the Mesiris Maidah of Erev Rosh Hashanah works. Derech Klal, we're not Tzemich on the Mesiris Maidah, that all the Nadar. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, any Nadar I'm going to take shouldn't be bottled. There's a lot of different Shitas. If you have to remember the Tanai, not remember the Tanai. But Kitzer, we're not Tzemich on the Derech Klal. So Shom Zalman learns that for Hanagos Tevos, you could. So if a person wasn't Makabal on himself, Pemole Meiser, he just was Naig, and then he wants to stop, so Lechatchila, he should get Hatarash Nadarim, but Lemaisa, Shom Zalman says, there's what to be saying on the Mesiris Meidah. Okay, I don't know, Minuk Klai, so there are those, some of the places you want to say, it's Alpi Prichadosh and Tafsag Vav, that there's also Nacham Achayiv Minuk HaMakim. So Lemaisa, there the place can tell you that Bizman Azeh, Lemaisa, it's not Kol Kach Nespashe that every Yid Taka gives Meiser. So Lechayr, there's no Machayiv anymore of Minuk HaMakim. Minuk HaVoisav is Taka Shaila. And the Pischei Tshuva here is a little bit of raid about that. Pischei Tshuva speaks about how a father was ma'aster and the son being called minig. Yeah, so taka in a chanami, it could be alts the taika for minig avoisa. If there was a real minig in the family, not the father just chapped on, but a real minig in the family, taka for doyer doyers, pashas could be a rare thing to be vary, but if taka you have such a thing, there could be taka taika of minig avoisa. Fine. What? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the Bnei Torah, you know, the Bnei Torah tried to do it, but I don't think to be medactic on Meiser Ksafim. I mean, people give tzedakah, but to have akpadaza to give lehedya Meiser Ksafim, to be demanding, a lot of people are not makpid specifically on Meiser. So Meiser, this gets into the shaila. If we're going to accept the shitas habach and most of the places we're taking on, then it's just a minug. So Meiser, the chayyim can have a lot of nafkaminas. Pischei Tshuva over here, these long Pischei Tshuvas are Mala Yesoides of Hilchas Meiser. So in the end of Sifkat and Beis, he brings Machlokes, the Chavaz Yar and the Mishnas Chacham, all the way at the end of the big Sifkat and Beis. The Shaila is like this, Meiser Tvua, so there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be Marbe B'Meisris, La'aser Mu'umud. That says Meiser Tvua has to be given B'diktuk, exactly a tenth, not less, but also not more. So Meiser, the Chavaz Yar says, Hu Adin Meiser Ksofin, you can't give more. You have to give exactly a tenth. And we're going to see in the Hemshech, because of all the Pratim and all the Sfeikas, it's like Kamat impossible, because we have so many Sfeikas about what's Yeh Nechshav, what's not Nechshav, about our income, about our expenses. So the Maisa, the Chav Zira says, is the problem. You have to give Dafka a tenth. Or either a tenth, and if not, or a Chaimish, which is two Maisers. That's what it says. You give two times exactly, right? Seven has v'chal nisht meiser, but he's saying, but a person who's giving a tenth, chaval not to chap the mile of meiser, so if you give more, it's nisht. You lose the mile of meiser. In between, right, so he's saying it's like meiser. So meiser like this. Right. So what if a person wants to give more than tenth, just want to give fifth? So what are we telling? So chavizir sakam mashma, it's a problem. He brings some mishnas chachamim, some tefer mishnas chachamim, that's chaylik. So if l'meiser, there would be a chi of gomer. If we learn pshat and taisus, that's a chi of deraisus. It's mamish meiser ksofim. It's also be meiser tuos. And echanami does like chaval the oni can't get more than my tenth, and I want to give him. But lemeisa, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. Lemeisa, that we're being makabel the bach that it's taka just the minug. So lechayra there's taka makom lahakam meisa. And Shevet Levi has a tshuva. He brings ready the tshuvas maril was the Shevet Levi and hey kuflam gimel. He brings from the tshuvas maril ready was mekel. And he Shevet Levi points this out that his mainenu it's so difficult to be medaktik with her. You know, Amol is like seems to have been much more simple. There were no bank accounts, like you had your money in your little box in your house, you know, you just gave a tenth. So Zakhtar Avada, he's noita lahakal in the Ganta Maisa. The Maisa the Chafetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, he brings from the Beis Yosef in his Tshuvas Avkas Reichel, Maisa he brings that the Avkas Reichel also seems to learn Maisa Ksafins, maybe a Minug, maybe the Rabbanan, Pashas a Minug. But Maisa, he tainas there al pi Said. Yeshla Maisa Ksafim Said via Said. So al pisoid, he says, you be machmer. So Maisa, Avos Chesed has pashat Eitza. So yesh ladin if the kuliyam is Eitza would work. Lafi the Chavis Yeruz machmer. The Chavis Chaim just says, give as much as you want, and just make a tanai meirosh. That the first tenth I'm giving, whatever will be a tenth in asiros of my revachim. So that'll be l'shem mitzvahs meiser. Anything more than that, if you're not giving a fifth, anything more than that, it's just l'shem mitzvahs chesed ba'alm or mitzvahs tzedakah ba'alm, but not for meiser k'safim. And meil is akter bazei, you could be yotze all the shitas. What? Yeah, you don't have to. As long as you, this is what Shevet Levi says, a person should make sure get, you know, because of all the fakes we're going to see, just make sure you give a little more than a tenth, and make a tanai that. What for a tenth? Well, you have to make a cheshbon because you don't want to give less than a tenth. Right. Well, so I'm saying there is a machlokes about this. But lemaisa, because of the difficulty and because lemaisa we're passing the bach that it's a minug, so the place came right to that really maker then you could do it. And the Chavetz Chaim has his Eitzah to make it tonight. You know, every month or every year, whatever person makes his Cheshbonus, we'll see when. So you could just make this tonight. So now, Vayter. So because we're saying that Maisik Sofim is not a Chi of Gomer, it's not a Din Daraisa, the Torah Dikashir, and how much Staka to give. So unless we find another big Chiddush here in the Rishonim already, and the Ramaz speaking about it. And that is that mitzvah staka, it's clear in the Torah, that's all the mitzvahs, Nasan Titim, Psech Tiftach, that we spoke about, that it's a mitzvah to give an Ani. Poor person, kiyebcha evyoin, so nasan titim psaych tiftach. The ma'aseh the Gemara in Ksuvus darshins de machsei, right? They're not just an oni mamish who doesn't have bread and water, but even an oni bedaver mesuyim. The Gemara speaks about what Hillel did for a rich person who doesn't have his Cadillac, so it could be for him de machsei, you have to give him a Cadillac. That's also, he's an oni bedaver mesuyim. But stam to give money to mitzvahs, b'chayr has nothing to do with tztaka, with the etzem mitzvah tztaka of nasan titim psaych tiftach, to give money to build a shul, to give to the candles and shul, to buy an aliyah in shul, and for sure to pay for mitzvahs like the Taz and Shachar speaking about, to pay money to be a sandik or to be a masada kedushin. It seems a minute they used to like auction it off, whoever paid the most money. So chayr that has no shaychus to tztaka. So kipshuta, if meiser is supposed to be some kind of shir and tztaka, chayr you shouldn't do it. Now meiser, if you read the Ramah, that's what it sounds like Ramah is saying. The Ramah says your meiser, don't use it for mitzvahs. This is not stam mitzvahs to do nice. Meiser is tztaka. So the mail is up to Ramah. You tenet ulaniyim. Give it to poor people. So the pashta says, Taka, you have to give it to aniyim. L'maisa, it's nishtazoi. And it's also basically al pi this yisoid, and this is the mavur here in the Pischei Tshuva and Kama Tshuva, is that because we're accepting that the maisa itself is not a shir and stakam with the rice, it's some kind of takana darabanan, and can zayin even just a minug, like we're saying from the Bach. So Mamela, the takana or the minig was shtel devek, but oifen that we'll take a tenth, we'll take an asiris of aravachim, we'll take a meiser ksafim and give it away. But lav davka to tztaka gemura, lav davka to aniyim or even to aniyim bedaver mesuyim for day machsera, but even to tzarchi mitzvah. And the meisa, they learned this into the Rama also. How do they learn into the Rama? So it's basically two mahalchim. The Ber HaGoyla here says that the Rama is talking that which the Rama says you can't use meisa ksafim for mitzvahs, to stam pay for other mitzvahs aside from tztaka. That's talking about someone, a mitzvah that he was ready mechuyev in. He was ready mekabel himself to the shul. I'm gonna donate the chveis to sefer Torah. I'm gonna donate some to pay for the electric bill for the shul. And then he wants to go pay off. He has a debt now, and he wants to pay off his debt with meiser. So that you can't do. That's mevur in the goyin. The goyin says the makar for this halacha in a nice style. The goyin says kemoisha kasav perik beis diyantif yotesim beis. Gemara in beitzu yotesim beis. What does the gemara say there? Where it says it's talking about kachem lemeisa bet a davar shebechayva ina ba elamin hachulin. That a person who's chayiv in a carbon, he can't take something that's already he was makdish. He has to take from chulin. So who had the nacha? If you have a chiyuv, you can't take your kaspei meiser and pay off your chuv and pay off your debts. But lav hachi, you could taka use meiser ksafim for mitzvahs. If what? If you say if no, so an ani is different because an ani is taka gemura. No, because it's a chayiv of tztaka. A chayiv of tztaka, you can for sure give for ma'aser ksafim. You can't pay off your chayivas for mitzvahs for ma'aser ksafim because it's not tztaka gemura. Okay, we're going to get back to this point, but tztaka gemura, b'chol eif, and that's mevur in the shach, tztaka gemura, if you're giving an ani or even a day machsayroi, so then that's the ikar mitzvah tztaka medareis, and certainly any ma'aser ksafim. So, But Zaytika, if you have a chayv to a specific mitzvah, so then we weren't makel. The only way we were makel to use ma'aser ksafim for a mitzvah is to shtal avek a mitzvah, but not to pay off your chayv. Oh, so let's get into the pratim now. The mitzvahs, yeah. Right. Yeah, no, it's also mashmah. Chaymish and ma'aser, it's mavur that it was lav dafka for aniyim, right. You put it aside, lav dafka aniyim. That's the kula that the Shach and Tazri are bringing, the learning into the Rama, that it's even for other mitzvahs which are not tztakos gemuras. So l'maisa, so how does it work? So like this. So the Shach and Tazri both bring this tnai. The Shach brings ready from the, I think it's the Marshal, from the Drisha. So he says like this, that he says a tnai, that it has to be a mitzvah that you wouldn't have done b'lav hachi. V'loi haya oisa ha-mitzvah. Meaning he's talking there about buying svarim that you'll lend out, about paying money to be a sandik or paying money to be mesadik kedushin. So he says, if you don't really have the money, you wouldn't have done a b'lav hachi, and you're only doing it if you're able to use your ma'aser ksafim, and then you'll do it. But you would b'lav hachi wouldn't have done it, so then it's okay. So it's mashma really from the shach that not only could you not pay off a chayiv, not only if you have a pre-existing debt, but anything that you would have done b'lav hachi, anything that anyway you would have done, so you can't use your ma'aser ksafim, that's already enough to be called like you're paying off your chayvus. So the ma'aser in the Taz, it's at least in the Taz, a little bit of a steer. In the Taz, in the beginning, he says mefurish not like that. He says that it doesn't make it. The Taz is clear. It doesn't make a difference if you would have done it or you wouldn't have done it. Mashal, a person going to buy an aliyah. So the Taz says, if you makabel on yourself, you make yourself a chayvus, you can't pay it off. But if mirosh you have in mind that I want to use my ma'aser ksafim, so that you never made it for yourself a chayv, so you can pay for the aliyah with your ma'aser ksafim. But it's clear in the Taz that it doesn't make a difference, even if you would have or you would not have otherwise bought the Aliyah with or without the Ma'aser Ksafim, that doesn't make the difference. But the Ma'aser in the end of the Taz, so he brings that same Lashon from the Drisha, he brings the same Lashon that it has to be a mitzvah that you wouldn't have done otherwise. So the Ma'aser is a little tarachin what's going on over here. The Ma'aser, at least one Mahalach, one way to learn the Chilukim over here is like this, that the Shaila is, where's your money going? If Seif Kol Seif, your money, even though it's not going to Aniyim, you're giving money to Hekdish, to Tzarchi Rabim, to a base Knesset. When you buy an Aliyah, where does the money go? It goes to Hekdish, it goes to the Tzarchi Rabim, it goes to take care of a shul, which is, even if we're not going to call it Staka Gemura, it's not going to Aniyim, but it's going to Hekdish, it's going to Dvarim Shepikdusha, it's going to Tzarchi Rabim. So over there, says the Taz, that, like buying an Aliyah, Mashal. So it doesn't make a difference, even if you would have bought the Aliyah Manashach, yeah, or without. But as long as you have in mind not to make for yourself a chayv, as long as you have in mind mirosh to use your ma'aser ksafim, so that's okay. The shach and the end of the Taz are talking about something else. Stam, I want to buy. I'm stam buying mitzvahs, meaning when you buy, what's the tassel mean? You buy svarim, or you buy, you pay money to be a sandik, you pay money to be Messiah condition. Who's getting the money? The Aviyah Ben. The money's not going to heck. You're stop using the money to make a mitzvah. The only milah we're really getting at is money. The money's not going to heck. It's not going to aniyim. It's just, you're just making a mitzvah. So then, taka, we say, if you would have done that mitzvah anyway, so then the ma'aser k'safim, you can't use your ma'aser k'safim, because then the ma'aser k'safim is not accomplishing anything. But if you wouldn't have done the mitzvah, and the ma'aser k'safim is at least accomplishing this mitzvah, so then you could use ma'aser k'safim, even though safe, the money's going to, it's not going to aniyim b'chlal. It's not going to aniyim, it's not even going to a shul, it's not going to hech, it's not going to... Actually, k'ach l'mashal, they say b'shem Shom Zalman, that a person's buying an esrik. So an esrik, if either is something you would have bought anyway, and it's just, who's getting the money? The guy's getting rich off your esrik. Yeah, $200 for an esrik. So, l'maisa, so like, yeah, but if you have a mesuyim dik amount, he always spends every year a certain amount, and you want to be mahader, and you wouldn't have been mahader, well, you can't afford to be mahader in your esrik. But if you take some of your ma'aser k'safim, you'll be able to. So it's like, yeah, that's like the second half of the taz. That's the, like the shach, that even that money, even though that money is b'chlal not going to any poor people, any hekdesh, but the ma'aser, it's shtalling avek, a mitzvah that wouldn't have otherwise happened, then b'chiyah gavna, you could use ma'aser k'safim. So like l'mashal, like one of the shayas they declare, is that, you know, this very popular thing now is that the ma'aser staka, so they make hagralot, they make raffles, lotteries, raffles, whatever. So you buy a raffle ticket, so... They claim that the money goes to aniyim. The money goes to tzarchei aniyim. But the ma'aser, when you give this tzedakah, so what you get back is you get a ticket. It's worth money, that ticket. You can stomach it. It's worth something. It's shavu kesef. You give it to someone, you can pay money. You could sell it to someone. So could you use your ma'aser k'safim to buy this? So they're all machriya. It all comes like, you know, things all come. Yes, you can use ma'aser k'safim. But the ma'aser, so let's see. So if it's true that we could assume that the money's taka going to aniyim, So then we're not talking about like buying an esrog. We're not talking like paying to be a sandik. We're talking about giving money to aniyim. So l'chayra, since it's going to be an emeset staka, so that would be like the first chayuk of the taz. So if you stand by it, and then you're like, oh, maybe I'll pay myself back with my esrog. Then you had a chayuk too late, or you were makabel on yourself to buy raffle tickets. But if meirosh, you had in mind that I want to use my ma'aser money to buy the raffle tickets, since it's going to staka, so l'chayra would be no different than buying an aliyah and shul, where the money's going to hektish. Ella. So that's l'chayra. Elosh yesh ladon, l'chayra, when you give this money to get these lottery tickets, tachas l'maisa, part of your money is also going for the expenses of the lottery. Part of your expenses is going to pay for the ticket. And it's a little different than an aliyah, just because you're getting mamish, you made a purchase, you're getting a ticket that's worth money. But an aliyah, the Taz calls it, you buy an aliyah in shul, you're getting like tevis hana. The money's not paying for the aliyah, aliyah doesn't cost any money. So as long as you had a mind, you could use it. So here, yesh lodon shtekel that it's a mashal like in the end of the, it's more like the end of the shach by buying svarim. You buy svarim with kaspei meiser, so you have to lend them out to others. Here, you're just buying the lottery ticket. In a way, it's shtekel mecha chamemkar. L'chayra meikar adin, it should l'chayra be dumi to buying an aliyah. Because leimatzina, this is the klal. The klal is you're giving money to aniyim, and they decide they want to give you this tevis hanav, giving you a lottery ticket. So it seems that meikar adin, it should taka be dumya to the aliyah, and it should taka be mutter, and that's what, you know, at least they're all machmir. But l'chayr, there is makam lefak fake that there'd be makam, you know, for a baal nefesh to be machmir, that the chiyah gavna, where your mamash purchasing a ticket, there'd be makam not to use ma'aser k'safim.
There's a big prize, a lot of money might end up going to that prize.
What do you mean, if you win the prize?
The money
right, that's also the question, right? That's what I'm saying. It's why it's more yesh lefak fake, because like the shul, when it gives you aliyah, it doesn't cost them anything. Here, so it's a little bit more of a mecha chamemkar, right? Yeah, in a chanami, it helps aniyim. It's gevaldik, it's stuck. I'm not saying it's not stuck, but the question is, to use my
successor.
Of what? Okay, in a chanami. I'm just saying, Lagabi, the heter of the Taz, that as long as I have in mind, it's just called Tevis Hanos as the Taz. It sounds like it's a little bit more than Tevis Hano here, because you're getting a gantz shavu kesef, but okay, yesh lo adon. L'chayr kipshuto yitaka, right? And l'chayr kipshuto yitaka, right?
So they're advertising
a big
deal.
Okay.
2,000 shiurim, and that's like a few $100 for this iPod lift, all of the shiurim.
Yeah.
And it says in the bottom, Efshar,
to use Master Kesefim? So let's see. So yeah, you're supporting.
It's going to the
yeshiva. I'm a late Torah. The Meis is married to the Chafetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachas in Yuma, and the Gemara of Hillel. You know the famous story of Hillel. Like you hear the story as a child. It's like in Agadata. What did Hillel do? It says he got a prut every day. Half he fed his wife and kids, and half he went to pay the shomer. And then one day he didn't have enough, he went up to the roof, and you know, he was listening from up there. So Zak Lakute Halachas, the Chavetz Chaim wrote a sefer of Halachas, Al Pi Nesiyam Sefer. He says, Hilchas HaGevirti, you learn from this Gemara, that you see that for Yediyas HaTorah, you're allowed to spend more than a Chaimish. He gave half of his money to get into the Beis Medrash every day. Well, he doesn't have Al Yevazvez, you're not allowed to give more than a Chaimish. So there, for Yediyas HaTorah, it's Pasha, you're allowed to be Mevazvez, and he's doing the Beis Medrash. Okay, so now I see we're out of time. Okay, so we're going to have to be Mamshach next week. There's a lot of other shaylas. We want to get into the shayla of using Maaser Kesafim for children's needs, and also how to make the cheshbon of how much really your earnings are considered earnings or how much not. Okay, so three makes it. Shkach.